Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to the Millennial Mustard Seed. I am your host, Rod, and I have something very special in store for you guys on this episode. I hand the mic over to Prince Tebs from episode 110, if you guys did not hear his testimony, and his wife, Carly Tebs, who has done a four-part series here and has shaken the foundation. It's an honor to have these two sharing this prophetic dream. I believe it's going to resonate with you guys. It literally struck a chord in me. I cried when I first heard it, certain parts of it, and I just was very adamant about getting this one out for you guys to listen to. So Prince does the interpretation part of the dream, and then Carly shares the actual dream, which Amy had recently. This is one I'm asking for you guys to share with every person that you know. I believe it's way more important than I have the time to get into. I want to do some really quick maintenance, so link is in the details of the show notes, how you guys can help us. We need your help. Sow a seed. Donate over here. Keep us in prayer. There's so much going on behind the scenes, and everything you guys do to propel us forward, to lift us up, makes a difference. Now I'm going to pass the microphone to Prince and Carly for them to share this very important dream.
This is a dream my younger sister Amy, whom the Lord greatly blessed and has chosen to have his prophetic inheritance through, has had. This is an incredibly prophetic dream that I am reeling and marveling over. We believe this dream is not just about the people in it, but the body of Christ as a whole and what is coming upon the earth very soon. She and I prayed for the interpretation of this dream. For interpretation is of the Lord, which I share throughout the dream. I strongly believe that this is coming and coming soon. This dream correlates to what the Lord has already been speaking very loudly to his body. I'm coming soon. There is also a video the Lord had placed in my sister's Instagram feed right after she had this dream of a woman explaining the revelation she has obtained concerning Luke chapter 17 verses 20 to 37, which also correlates with Matthew chapter 24 verses 36 to 44, which speaks about the last days being like the days of Noah. Who will be left behind and who will be taken? And it is not what we have thought or have been taught. God is really in these last days increasing knowledge and flipping everything on its head by exposing the lies and revealing the truth through vision, dreams, and revelations. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 10.
Dream. I had a dream that all the sisters' prayer group and I were in a house, and everyone was in a large living room space praying. I was watching over the children on the lower level, but I was still participating in the prayer. I remember my niece being there with me watching over the children. She looked about 19 or 20 years old. I remember her hair was very long. I told her we need to straighten it and give her a good trim, and she smiled. Being that I was on the lowest level of the house, I could see the very dark sky through the egress window. It was so dark, I was trying to put all the children to sleep so they wouldn't be afraid. We were inside the house because it was too dangerous to go outside.
Interpretation. The Lord revealed to my sister a specific timeline in this dream. I also have had similar dreams of people being afraid to go outside because it was not safe for believers, and we would have to hide in homes, dwelling in one accord and waiting on the Lord. Doing church openly, as many have taken for granted, will be greatly persecuted, much like what is happening to our brothers and sisters in the east of the world right now. This part of the dream speaks of the time of great tribulation that has fallen upon the church and will soon overtake the West. We will not be exempt from what is already happening to our brothers and sisters in the East. No one will experience a pre-tribulation rapture. A pre-tribulation rapture is a doctrine of devils and a lie from Satan's imagination. However, God, allowing this doctrine to propagate, will also be used as a sifting process. It will be for those believing they will escape persecution to experience a sifting, and the love of many will either grow cold, and they will lose their faith, or they will be emboldened and gain it. The Lord in His mercy even gives the time period of when this will be taking place. Our niece is 13 going to 14 this year, 2024. At the age of 19 or 20, the year will be 2030. And if you know anything of what 2030 is on the world clock, let him that has understanding understand. Also, the significance of my sister, the dreamer, desiring to cut off my niece's hair speaks to me of Samson having his hair cut and the loss of his strength. In Scripture, the glory of a woman is her hair. This will be a time of pruning of the church, but also of power changing hands and God straightening the crooked paths of His virgin bride. Lastly, Amy being glad that the children were asleep and not having to endure this terror was a blessing. This speaks to me of those who are young in the faith needing to be safeguarded so that fear could not be in the midst of the gathering, bringing distraction and discord.
Dream. It reminded me of when the Lord told the people of Israel in the book of Exodus to place the blood of the lamb over the door and on the doorpost and to not go out because the spirit of death would be out there. Something big was about to happen. There was about to be a very big shift in the whole world and the heavens that would affect believers and unbelievers alike. I remember thinking, I needed to get my car fixed, but for some reason, I knew it wouldn't matter after the shift happened.
Interpretation. Amy's desire to get her car fixed speaks of her ministry, as vehicles and dreams represent ministry of some fashion. However, she realizes that at this point in time, this no longer matters. Nothing but what was upon the world matters now.
Dream. As I was putting the children to sleep, I saw Tawe, my cousin. Then I looked away from him and out the egress window. I saw a large figure of the Grim Reaper standing over 100 feet tall with a hood over his head. It was terrifying to behold, but I wasn't afraid. I remember thinking, I'm so glad the children are sleeping and are not seeing this. The Grim Reaper started to slowly raise his hand and lift his pointer finger straight forward. And I knew he was wordlessly indicating it was time for judgment. At that moment, I felt like there was lingering sexual sin in me that I had not repented of. I immediately prayed and asked for forgiveness, saying, Lord, forgive me for all my sins, for everything known and unknown, Lord Jesus. You are my Lord and Savior. Forgive me if there's anything I've ever missed to repent of. When I glanced back at Tawe, I sensed the same type of lingering, unrepentant sin in him. So I said to Tawe, we need to ask for forgiveness. Let's pray right now. After we said amen, the sky lit up and filled with large faces. When I looked upon the startling sight, I was still not scared. Every face was the face of a celebrity. And I knew that they were those who did not want to give their life over to Jesus because they had too good of a life here on earth. Each face was in agony, like they were fighting something. And we just stayed in the house praying.
Interpretation. One thing to mention, there are no men in the women's prayer group. Amy makes mention of our cousin Tawe in this dream as being part of this group. Our cousin Tawe, while we do gather at other times, does not come to the men's or women's group on the day we meet. So this speaks to the truth that people would be gathering together who have not been gathering together before, and in one place and in one accord to seek the Lord. The separation of the body by denominations and factions will not exist at this point in time. Amy's repentance of sexual sin speaks not merely of lust or sexual immorality, but idolatry and worship of the things of the world that exist within almost every human being, except those who have truly given mastery of their soul's desires over to Yeshua. We of the body of Christ are Yeshua's bride, and as his bride, we have been unfaithful to our bridegroom corporally and as individuals. This to Yahuwah is adultery, spiritual sexual immorality. He is warning us in this dream of this, how we must repent and turn from being unfaithful to him with worldliness. These scriptures provided are what the Lord has shown me is this particular timeline and synonymous to what is taking place. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you." Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 23. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beast of the earth. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 to 8. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of the heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to 17. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven, And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 to 31. I recommend reading all of Matthew 24 and see how the timeline plays out with a great time of persecution coming upon the church before Yeshua returns. What the Lord explained is that these faces in the sky representing celebrities or stars are the stars or idols that have been worshipped on the earth as gods, including certain of those who have been misusing the offices of the fivefold ministries. These people have made covenants and contracts with principalities and powers, the princes of the power of the air, dark forces. This is the space and dimension in which they have transmitted their broadcasting, which has bedazzled and ruled the nations through the utilization of spiritual, technological, and scientific means, all in order to have rulership over the earth and be worshipped as gods. Thus, when the principalities and powers who they have made their covenants with fall, they will also fall.
Dream. Suddenly everyone, all the people who were praying in the house, including all of our children, were in a large banquet hall. This hall had a large TV or window where we could see all that was taking place outside. We knew that something was about to happen. I recall Prince, my brother, was there, waiting in deep anticipation, pumping his arms and jumping up and down and praying. The more earnestly and passionately he prayed, the closer the end of the battle drew. The final and hardest celebrity to take down was Oprah. But despite all her initial resistance, she was still easily defeated, and in a moment she became one of the agonized faces in the sky. Prince shouted out, "The switch is going to happen. The shift has happened. We are all going to be completely debt-free." Everyone started celebrating. There was a woman who was in the hall with us, who was so happy and running from person to person saying, "I followed Oprah very closely. I almost didn't make it to this hall. I went to Oprah and said, 'I need you to pray for me because I want to be like you.'" This lady confessed she realized at the very last moment that she had to pray for herself. And when she did so, she was transported to this place. As soon as the battle started, it was over.
Interpretation. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, "Mastery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, "Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 9. One of the things the Lord spoke to me concerning the woman who was amazed to find herself in the banquet hall is that at the last minute she chose to put on the correct wedding garment by seeking the Lord and not a false god. The fact that she was praying to Oprah, as many people do, as a false god, tells of this. However, it was not just Oprah that many prayed to, but many in the fivefold ministries are being prayed to, for they too have presented themselves as gods, displaying a form of godliness yet denying the power thereof. Many put on shows and entertainment for the people instead of leading the church to deal with their hearts and give them fully over to Yeshua. Instead, they have been worshipped, for they have fed the egos of the people, not their spirits. For these leaders, too, are like gods of Babylon.
Dream. And then I got up and I ran to the banister which overlooked an endless winding staircase. As I looked down from above the staircase, I saw the people whose faces were in the sky coming up the stairs in extreme slow motion. It appeared as if life had been almost completely taken from them. And that is why they were moving so strangely. Their facial expressions looked exactly the same as they looked in the sky, agonized. Countless numbers of people came up the stairs and headed down an endless, deep, dark corridor. But I knew they were going to be given a second chance at some point in the future. I remember Carly, my sister-in-law, Prince's wife, standing behind me. Suddenly, I recalled her previously telling me of a dream she had of people helplessly moving in slow motion, just as we were now seeing it. I looked at Carly and said, This is exactly how you said they were moving. She just smiled at me. I looked back at the people and saw two of my friends. I thought they were believers and questioned in my heart. They were for you, Jesus. I thought they were on your side, Lord. I thought they gave their lives to you. There were many regular people amongst the celebrities who thought that doing the right things would be enough. Sadly, it was not.
Interpretation. I had a dream, a vision of the night back in 2023. In this dream, I had palm punched in the chest a woman who had been trying to seduce me. My soul was very much into this, but my spirit was not having it. And he retaliated and palm struck her right in the chest. She went flying back, but in extreme slow motion, as Amy stated in her dream. However, that was not the strangest thing. There were after effects of demons that had been knocked out of her going back many generations. And with this spiritual strike, I could see them all seemingly frozen in time. This to me was very reminiscent of the spiritual state these people in Amy's dream found themselves in. concerning this being outer darkness. There are just too many scriptures of Jesus talking about the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I believe it to be this place where these people are in somewhat of a state of suspended animation, a sort of holding cell. Again, there are many in the church who will find themselves in this place because their hearts were not with God but with Babylon, having a form of godliness yet denying the power thereof, and not wearing the garment of the banquet, which is the righteousness and perfection of Christ, but the garment of Babylon, which is self-righteousness and immorality. The Lord has said to me that because of my cleanliness, which can only come by Yeshua, and my willingness to repent, He will always give me a warning. This is also not either or, but both and. I must be made clean and must be willing to always repent. However, it is those who choose to not be made clean and those who will not repent who are judged and condemned. Then you will begin to say, "We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." But he will say, "I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. Luke chapter 13, verses 27 to 30. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 13.
Dream. The ladies in the sisters group and I knew it was a supernatural takeover, the beginning of a new age. Everyone in the banquet hall had truly surrendered their hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and were given freedom to rule over the earth. Suddenly, the scene changed, and we were in my sister Rebecca's house. The excitement was palpable as I pulled out a huge briefcase full of money and said, "What am I going to do with all this money? I'm completely debt-free. I need none of this. I don't need anything. We don't need anything. We can do exactly what we want." I thought about how once we get our glorified bodies, we would be able to teleport, to think of a place and immediately be there. With this idea in mind, I thought of a beach in Puerto Rico, and with no doubt that it was possible, I was immediately there. I was aware my sisters' minds were blown as they were still back at Rebecca's house. I communicated to them through a type of TV to come be with me, that by just thinking about it, they would come. Immediately, they were with me in Puerto Rico. We were so happy and laughing. There were empty houses all over the place that once belonged to the people now on the staircase. I went to a house on the beach and said, "This one's mine." I went into the house and knew the whole layout as soon as I stepped inside. I was met by an angel, and I said, "There is a room that cannot be opened, but I'm not sure why." The angel went to the room and walked right through the door, then appeared back to me and explained, "That room is barricaded from the inside. The former owner of this place thought they could hold out there and escape what happened, but they were still taken. That room is unable to be opened because of the barricade, but if you still want this house, it's yours." I thought about it, and with a smile I said, "I still want it." As for the people who were on the staircase headed down the dark corridor, I knew there was still hope for them. They were being given the opportunity to choose their final destination without the distractions of their worldly possessions. Even though everything was peaceful and right on the earth, I knew there would be another time of darkness in which those people would be let loose to choose between bitterness for being put in that dark place or repentance and choose Jesus.
Interpretation. This last part of the dream speaks of the millennial year reign of Christ and the saints. As I was meditating on this dream, I was led to listen to the Gospel of Mark. I came across Yeshua telling the disciples of what they will obtain in this life and the next for choosing to follow him. Right away, I knew that this was the part of the dream of the saints now having rulership of the old earth for 1,000 years, with all the resources it possesses belonging to the rightful owners. I only share a part of Mark, but read chapter 10, verses 17 to 31 to get the full picture. In the dream, it also appears because this is not the new heaven and earth, not everything is accessible. Some things will still be off limits for our good. However, we will have angelic guides as we do now, but many are not privy to them. But as Hebrews 1, Psalms 91, and Psalms 103, just to list a few, states, angels are ministering spirits who are assigned to protect and serve the children of the King. I, for one, am very glad for my angels. We will also at this time have our glorified bodies, thus we will be able to communicate mind to mind, which is represented through the airwaves of the TV, when Amy was able to do instant teleportation, yet communicate with her sisters from such a great distance. Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 6. Lastly, we have no true knowledge or understanding of the great grace and mercy of our God, Yahuwah. We just do not know. I have seen in visions and dreams Yeshua redeem human spirits and souls I would have thought lost forever. Yahuwah is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And I can totally see him giving these imprisoned souls one last chance to repent in their agony or come out bitter and spiteful against him because of their choices, their free will, joining their false father and God Satan in eternal destruction. Now, when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 to 10. I stop here, for this dream ends here, at the millennial year reign. This dream has really hit me, and the scriptures and revelations the Lord has provided are incredible. I really have not studied prophecies, but my spirit surely has and knows exactly where to go to get these scriptures in order to interpret this dream. I really pray this blesses and encourages you. Seek the Lord. Surrender to Him. Let Him deal with your heart so that He is Lord of your heart, and there is nothing hindering your walk with Him. He is the Lord of spirits, and the church needs to seek to operate and worship Him in spirit and in truth. But this requires a soul circumcision and deliverance from the unholy worship of Babylon. The time is so near. I cannot believe it is so near. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I ask that you spread this message with everyone you know, for the time is short. People are choosing by their own free will to end up in that outer darkness and eventually be destroyed in hell because they are not willing to choose Yeshua as the way to heaven. According to what Yeshua is saying in this dream, not my or my sister's opinion, many who say they choose Yeshua only honor Him with their mouths, but their hearts are far from Him. I have been desperately seeking the Lord to do a work on my heart, and it has been a painful process. I am sure, just like Abraham seeking to honor God, thus circumcise himself as a grown man, the circumcision of the heart is supposed to hurt just as bad. And the healing process? Tough. But for the joy that is set before us, who choose to be delivered of the issues of the heart, we go through the process. So, beloved, while you yet have breath, choose. Choose Yeshua. Please, we are praying for you.
And just as the last prayer in the Bible is mentioned in Revelation 22, so I will close us out reading that verse. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who is thirsty come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Well, you have been listening to the Millennial Mustard Seed Podcast. I'm the host, Rod. Thank you, Carly and Prince, for sharing that dream and interpretation from Amy. For those of you who have made it this far, here's a reminder of the help that I'm asking for. Plant a seed here on MMS by donating monthly one time. You can find the details in the show notes. And keep us lifted up in prayer. We couldn't do any of this without you, so thank you. Coming to you from southeastern Pennsylvania, God bless, and goodbye.
And I didn't see my life change.